Well, why isn't the one guy who's speaking on behalf of the convoy and still releasing statements, why isn't he speaking out against it? Why doesn't he get off his ass and lead a protest to the prison, like that post says, like they did in Seattle? Like when I said everybody to watch the battle in Seattle, so you can see the GT, the whatever fucking conference it was. They've had so many conferences in my lifetime. I mean, BLM showed everybody the way to protest, and whether we like it or not, some of their aspects should be looked at. They got the results. We're living in their world, not ours. Some of the people who have come on here that have verbally attacked other people, they've been right, and people don't like it because they've come out and said, "Look, conservatives fucked us." I mean, the one person was right in everything he said. He was just angry in that, what have we won? Did we win the family values fight? No, we didn't. Did we win the abortion fight? No. And like, let's look at the abortion. Everybody was look at the private members bill in Canada last year. And O'Toole voted against it, and the media said it was because it was racist against Muslims. You notice how nobody ever brought up the fact that the fucking abortion industry feeds the food processing industry? Maybe there was a connection between that. Maybe there was some lobbying going on behind the fucking curtains. Maybe food manufacturers didn't want select abortions to end. Just saying. I think we just, we have to use discernment, and I think they're using her as a patsy, to be honest. They're saying this is what happens, and they'll use a woman. Why? Because for the last 2 years, it's been all the mothers that have stood up because they didn't want their kids hurt, and all the men have worked, and most have chosen to ignore it because it's not cool to be involved in politics. It's not cool to be informed. It's not cool to be critical thinking as a man. Way to go, Hollywood. And here we are. Here we are. Right now, today. So, my honest opinion is that everybody needs to look in the mirror and ask themselves, what do we want for a country? And how are we going to get it? What are we willing to do?